Because God can't sin, and because Jesus is God incarnate, Jesus lived a perfectly sinless life before dying on the cross. And theologians have often pointed out that Jesus' sinlessness was critical to his work as Christ. Why was it important for Christ to be sinless?
It was important for Jesus to be sinless because he functions as a substitute sacrifice in our place. If he had any sin, he wouldn't be acceptable as a sacrifice to be punished in our place, to take away our sin. This follows the Old Testament pattern that sacrifices in the form of animals had to be, in some sense, acceptable because they were pure, they were innocent. So being all white was a sign that they were unstained, unblemished. So had Jesus ever sinned, he wouldn't be able to stand in. He would have needed somebody else to stand in for him. Because he never sinned, he's able then to be bearing our sin as a substitute and then punished for it and completely remove it from us. Everything has been put onto him, and that's the only way he can bear our sin.
Suppose Jesus had sinned just one sin. Well, so that's okay, just one sin. Anybody can overcome one sin. But would that have made him a perfect sacrifice? No. So if you bring a lamb that is sort of the runt of the flock, or maybe it's not one that you want to shear because there's something about the wool you don't like, and so you'll give this one as a sacrifice, is that honoring to the type that God is setting forth of what he is requiring of his own son? He is requiring perfect obedience. He is requiring obedience unto death, even the death of the cross. He cannot even waffle right toward the end and back out and say, okay, I've gone far enough, but this I can't take. He can't do that. He's got to go all the way. And that's what he did.
It was necessary for Jesus to be sinless because Christ worked to carry out his messianic task as Messiah, as Savior, as the last Adam, and to effect the salvation of those he came to save directly depended upon his personal obedience to God's law. We speak of Christ's active obedience, that is, all the things that Christ did to observe the law of God and to keep it perfectly. If Christ had not been sinless, his human nature would have been damaged just as ours is. He would have been unable to make atonement for his own self, much less anyone else. And playing off that, if Christ had only suffered the penalty for our sin, we would have been in the same state that we were as Adam before the fall. We still would not have had holiness, righteousness, obedience to the law. So Christ's perfect obedience, which this double imputation that took place at the cross, our sins were imputed to Christ, but his righteousness, his obedience, his holiness was credited to our account. So it was very important that Christ be sinless, and his perfect obedience actually merits for his elect their adoption as the sons of God in eternal life.